This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. There's a presentation going on tomorrow night hosted by the Knox County Health Department regarding colon cancer. So we're going to talk to a couple of people about that. Ismar Garcia, the outreach specialist at the health department, and of course, Erin Olson, because we can't just get rid of her here at the radio station. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Before we talk about presentation itself, how serious of a problem, either in this area or in general, is colon cancer?
Colon cancer is a very serious problem. We see it through the belt, kind of more in the southern area of Illinois. But colon cancer is the third most common cancer diagnosed in both men and women in the United States. And it is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. But the great thing about it is if you get screened and you catch it early, it can be preventable and it can be treatable.
So more or less like other cancers or other things we talk about, the early detection really is key here too, right?
Yes, early detection is the biggest thing with colon cancer.
Do we know how much of an impact it has locally? Do we keep statistics on colon cancer diagnoses or things like that?
Not a whole lot here locally. We do keep some of our stats for our patients throughout the health center at the health department and how many people we have coming in, you know, to get screened. Our care coordinators do keep those numbers, and those are some of the numbers that we're trying to increase. The American Cancer Society is doing a big project where it's 80 by 18. We want to get 80% of the people screened for colon cancer, whether that's the type of screening, the FIT screening that we're looking at, or people actually going and having that colonoscopy done at their doctor's office.
Ismar, I think of maybe an older population when I think of colon cancer. Is that the case, or can it hit anybody?
It's usually hits around people ages 50 and above. If your family has a history of colon cancer, then it might be recommendable to see your doctor at an earlier age, either between 40, 45, before 50.
Are there signs or symptoms or habits like other maybe forms of cancers we think of that contribute to colon cancer?
There are some signs and symptoms that occur if there is colon cancer in your body. For example, if you notice any rectal bleeding or if you have blood in your stool or a change in your bowel movements, those may be signs of colon cancer.
Erin, where does colon cancer rank, I guess, in terms of other cancers? I mean, I guess it's maybe hard to kind of, you know, rank in some respects, but how serious is it in terms of some of the other forms of cancer we think about?
It is the third most, you know, common cancer that's out there, but it is also one of the ones I would say that ranks up there for being preventable. You know, going and getting, if we can get people at the age of 50 to go and get the screenings, just like, you know, there's screenings that are supposed to start for men and women, some of them in their 20s, some of them in their 30s, some of them in their 40s and into their 50s. But our biggest thing is trying to encourage people to go get those screenings, because some of the barriers that can happen to be is people just feel that they don't have health insurance. So I'm not going to go get the screening because I don't have health insurance. I don't want to cut it or I don't want to pay for it. The lack of symptoms. People don't see any of the symptoms that Ismar was talking about. And people just are like, well, cancer doesn't run in my family.
And those symptoms are usually there when the cancer is more advanced as well. So it would be best if you did the FIT screening that we're offering. And then it might catch the blood in the stool, and then we can go from there.
Ismar, Erin just mentioned one of those, maybe those statements that, you know, it doesn't run in my family. How much does genetics ever play into it at all? Or I mean, it can't happen to anyone, obviously, but how much of it is genetic based, if at all?
It's usually genetic based. If you, like I said before, if you do have a history of a family member having colon cancer, then there is a really higher percentage that you might have it as well.
You talked about a FIT screening, Ismar. Tell me about what that is and what that entails. And is it a pretty easy screening?
It is a really easy screening. Okay. It's less invasive than the colonoscopy that people think about. It's a take-home kit that you take at home. It's provided by the health department, so you can come get it at the health department if you want. We will offer them at the presentation tomorrow at the Galesburg Public Library. It's take-home test. You do it yourself in the privacy of your home, so no one will be there. And it comes with a little tube and a little scrub, and basically you go to the restroom, you take a little scrub, a sample of your stool, and then you just mail it back to us.
All right, let's talk about the presentation then tomorrow. What will you be talking about? What will people learn? That sort of thing.
We will define what cancer is, and especially what colorectal cancer is. Like we mentioned here, the risk factors of colon cancer, the screening recommendations and the tests, how you can reduce these risk factors, the signs and symptoms to look out for, and also the treatment options and the resources available in our community.
And Erin, the American Cancer Society is working with the health department on this. Is that right?
Yes, it is. We are working with the ACS across the state. This is a pilot project with approximately 30 health departments across the state of Illinois, who the goal is to get 50 FIT screenings, the fecal immunochemical test, done within each health department. And we're trying to get 80% of the people by the end of 2018 to be screened for this. So there's Warren County's doing this, Knox County's doing this, and many other health departments across the state. And working with the ACS is, you know, it's a great thing because this is what they do. You know, cancer is their thing. Mm-hmm. They have the information, and they've been really great with helping us promote the event and getting information to us, and working also with us just as technical assistance to find out what more we can do to get more people in and get them screened.
Is this sort of a different, I guess, approach maybe for them in terms of at least bringing awareness to certain types of cancers? When you mentioned that this was sort of a pilot, sort of an initiative that they mm-hmm. were working on, it kind of made me wonder if this is something that they've done before. And it sounds like they're not.
This is, when you think of ACS and you see a lot of the programs, it's, you know, been the cancer prevention studies, you know, where you're getting into studies where you can be, you know, with the prevention, they're looking at the tobacco 21. You know, it's a lot of legislative stuff that you think of with ACS, and you think of Nobel Prize winners and cancer researchers. But getting more people, the biggest thing we see, because you hear so much of so many people developing cancer anymore, mm-hmm. trying to get people to prevent and getting that earlier. So when ACS came and they said, you know, we're finding people are more hesitant to get colonoscopies, mm-hmm. and you're having people who nobody wants to do that. You know, the day before and then the day of, it's not probably the funnest thing in the world.
From what I've heard, yeah, it doesn't sound all that pleasant, exactly. but the end result justifies the means here.
It does. And if you don't want to have that invasive procedure done first, if you haven't had a colonoscopy in the last 10 years, this FIT test is something very, very simple. And it is a screening tool that if you do come back with a positive, you know, with having blood in the stool, mm-hmm. then we would refer that, you know, to your doctor, and then we would highly encourage you to get that colonoscopy to hopefully find, you know, if there's any polyps or anything in there. So it's definitely more preventative screening. And the kits we'll have at the health department, they're $20. We can give people, you know, receipts that they can turn into their insurance to try to see if insurance would, you know, will cover that, because it is a preventative screening tool mm-hmm. that is available. But we are very grateful that the American Cancer Society, we have Emmanuel, who comes down and he meets with us and he's helping us. And we have Courtney out of the office in Peoria, who has been doing a lot of stuff to help us with this. So we're very, very grateful.
So again, this presentation is tomorrow night?
Yes, correct. At 6 p.m.
At the Galesburg Public Library?
Yep, Galesburg Public Library, 6 to 7. Ismar will be there. She will have the FIT test there, and we hope to see people, even if it's just to come out and get the basic knowledge
yeah.
of what colon cancer is and what you can do. And if you're not between the ages of 50 and 75, bring somebody with you or come get that information that you can take home to yes. those people to get screened.
No registration required tomorrow night?
Nope. They can just show up.
Show on up.
Very good. Erin Olson and Ismar Garcia with the Knox County Health Department. Again, this is tomorrow night at 6, education on colon cancer at the Galesburg Public Library. Thanks for coming in, ladies. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Stay tuned. Kim Commando in sports next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.